four channels. The piece moves like this, a very simple game. Each movement, the letters shift one position, moving in a linear clockwise fashion. The last letter wraps to the beginning. The transition from one arrangement of letters to the next lasts approximately 2 minutes. The new arrangement is then held for 2 minutes, so each movement lasts 4 minutes total. There are 5 moves necessary to completely cycle through the 4 letters. We started the piece at OHIO. Right now, what you are hearing is OOHI. Next is IOOH, then HIOO, and then, of course, back to OHIO. The pitches you are hearing right now are taken from a C chord, C, E, G, and C. It is the first chord found in a popular guitar arrangement of the song Beautiful Ohio, which also happens to be the official song of the state of Ohio. The pitches C, E, G, and C are assigned, respectively, to OHIO. So, following the cycle of rearrangement established with the letters OHIO, what you are hearing right now is C, C, E, G. Next is G, C, C, E, followed by E, G, C, C, and then finally, back to C, E, G, C. Provisions, Chapter 5, State Insignia, Seals, Holidays, Section 09, State Song. The song Beautiful Ohio is hereby adopted as the official song of the state, the lyric being written by Ballard MacDonald, and the music being composed by Mary Earle, October 14, 1969. The original words to Beautiful Ohio follow. Long, long time ago, someone I know had a little red canoe, in it room for only two. Love found its start then in my heart, and like a flower grew. Chorus. Drifting with the current down a moonlit stream, while above the heavens in their glory gleam, and the stars on high twinkle in the sky, seeming in a paradise of love divine. Dreaming of a pair of eyes that looked in mine, beautiful Ohio, In dreams again I see visions of what used to be. In 1989, a bill was introduced and passed creating new special lyrics for Beautiful Ohio, written by Wilbur B. McBride, an attorney from Youngstown. The special lyrics are as follows. I sailed away, wandered afar, across the mighty restless sea, look for where I ought to be. Cities so grand, mountains above, led to this land I love. Chorus. Beautiful Ohio, where the golden grain dwarfed the lovely flowers in the summer rain. Cities rising high, silhouette the sky, freedom is supreme in this majestic land. Mighty factories seem to hum a tune so grand. Beautiful Ohio, thy wonders are in view, land where my dreams all come true. Guitar was realized using a replica of a K Solo King K4102 electric guitar produced by My Rare Guitars in the fall of 2012. The acquisition of the guitar was made possible with funds from this commission. There are four individual instances of the guitar to correspond with each channel and each cycle of letters and assigned pitches. The guitar is laid on its back on a steady surface, in this case a keyboard stand, and the E-bow, aka the electronic bow or the energy bow, is placed at the end of the fingerboard near the pickups. The E-bow vibrates the individual string continuously. The guitar signal is passed to a tuner to monitor the pitch. The pitch of the string is changed by carefully turning its tuning peg. While tuning through a particularly large interval, one must be careful that the guitar string does not vibrate into a harmonic, losing continuity. A finger can be placed on the edge of the nut to dampen the vibration, but care must be taken not to disturb the tone. Care must also be taken to keep the tone clean as possible, even though the buzzing artifacts are hard to avoid without repositioning the E-bow. The piece is approximately 22 minutes, and continuous takes of each part is ideal. Because of the relative precision required for the piece, the decision was made to create a tape to be diffused quadraphonically. So, four separate takes of the guitar were recorded for the tape, totaling 88 minutes. After multiple demos, mistakes, and run-throughs, the decision was made to splice the best tapes together. An alternate strategy was considered, where the pitches and sweeps can be most accurate, was to realize the peace using synthesizers. State of the art, 1950s K Solo King, K4102 electric guitar, by Michael Wright, edited for length. When I first learned of this guitar, it was known amongst cognoscenti as the State of Ohio guitar. I once wrote an essay in which I dubbed it the ugliest guitar in the world. All of us had a point. The real name, however, is the K Solo King, K4102, and it dates to that heady period just before guitars really took off in 1960. Clearly someone was hungover at K that day. It's really hard to get your mind around this thing. It also appears to have a unibody construction, one piece of wood. With the meat cleaver head and Buckeye State profile, it's like no other guitar before or since. The effect is further enhanced by a, shall we say, chocolate brown finish. The pick is made of a speckled formica. These single coil pickups, while primitive, are actually not that bad, with a clean, crisp 50 sound. The archtop style bridge makes intonation a challenge, and the fret job is a bit sloppy. Needless to say, the K Solo King didn't catch on. The following year, someone took a bandsaw to the design to be more like a Les Paul. All these guitars were gone after 1961 and are particularly rare. I've seen guitars shaped like New Jersey, Texas, even the United States, but none really come up to the bad taste of the State of Ohio. Like I said, ugliest guitar in the world. 1988, MyRareGuitars.com has been sharing its knowledge and history of bizarre guitars from the late 50s and early 60s. As we approach our 15th anniversary, we've been looking for something unique to mark the brand and create some historical goodies for all those passionate about weird guitars. Our initial release, the Solo King, will begin shipping November 15th, 2012. Only 24 of these guitars were made. First come, first served. Order yours today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Nate Woolley, again, thank you. We're going to take a 10-minute intermission while we switch over to the second half of the program. Stick around if you would like. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. Oh, yeah, the second half of the program is going to be a video screening of various movie trailers that I have cut for Spectacle Theater in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. In case you didn't look at the program, it's about 25 minutes in length, and some content may not be suitable for minors or sensitive viewers. I just have to say that. All right, we'll see you in 10 minutes.